So the biggest misconception about tricking is that it is very extreme, like it's impossible. I don't think anyone just bonds out from the room doing like a triple backflip.
So one of the moves that I really want to learn when I started doing all this is a 540 kick. I wanted to incorporate that into my own film. And then from there, I realized there's actually a whole spot that's just dedicated to like doing these cool movements. It's a really great feeling to be able to do those moves that I've seen on the big screen. And then from then, I never stopped doing tricking and making action films.
So because we are self-taught, we fail a lot. Then we don't want other people to experience the pain, so we go and do some research so that we can teach people in a safer manner.
I feel like the old school of teaching has been so like repetition. It's so dead. So now I think we take it a lot more biomechanically. Your hips are always the heaviest part of your body. If you move your knee, what muscles are you using? And what's the tendency for people to do other things? It makes learning a little bit more certain.
I started tricking like 8 months ago. I started tricking because I wanted to do aerial, which is a cartwheel without hands, and backflip. I don't have any tricking background. I only had dance and yoga, and those are not very explosive. And this is a lot of power and speed. I would say tricking is for anyone that wants to explore what their body can do. Honestly, it was because of that guy that I saw on their Facebook page. The guy that did the aerial within like one class that I said I must do the aerial within three classes.